Now, I am delighted, and I mean this sincerely, to be joined on the line by Paddy Monaghan. Paddy, board member from Educate Together. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. Lovely to talk to you.
Hello, Donny. Thanks very much for having me on.
Paddy, we have spoken on a number of occasions, and every time we spoke, it was because the school area of Cholester, Raheny and Clontarf were looking for basically a permanent home. Finally, today, we have great news.
Exactly, yeah. No, there is. It is great news. So, you know, I sort of campaigned, I suppose, about 2018, the final stages of the campaign to get us an Educate Together for Cholester, Raheny, Clontarf area with other parents. But in fact, the campaign had been going on for decades. Parents in the area had been campaigning for decades and decades to get an Educate Together school for the area. So that had been going on for a very long time. Finally, we won patronage of the school, and the school opened some way outside the catchment area in Suttonians Rugby Club. So for a few years we were there, but now, thankfully, we've got our permanent home on Collins Avenue, just the Cholester end, right near the Cholester Dart Station, and that's where our permanent home will be. So we're just absolutely thrilled to be finally set up there, and that, you know, parents and kids have the certainty of knowing where the school's going to be for forever, really. So that's a huge relief for everyone. It's a great location, right in the heart of the Cholester and Clontarf area, so we're very pleased with that altogether.
Now, Paddy, talk to me about, I suppose, bricks and mortar, or whatever your structure is, the size of it, how many students it can cater for. And I have no doubt how many teachers are in it. But I have also, as I was about to say, I have no doubt that you're not going to stand still. So you're going to be looking down the road and maybe bigger numbers of students, maybe requiring extensions. So how are we fixed with the bricks and mortar side of things?
The way it's fixed at the moment is the school is in its permanent location. So we know we're permanently where the old Cholester Tech used to be. That'll be the permanent location. But there will be improvements and permanent buildings that need to go in there. So while we're never moving, parents will have the peace of mind of knowing that that's where the school will always be. We're in temporary accommodation there. We're in prefabs there. That will eventually be permanent accommodation there on the site. So we have up to second class now, and obviously with each, so we started off, whatever it was, 3 or 4 years ago, and now we're up to second class in the school. And in terms of the numbers, I suppose parents would be very interested to know, and as a member of the board of Cholester, Raheny, Clontarf National School, Educate Together National School, I'd be remiss not to say we do have some places still in junior infants and senior infants. So that's very important for your listeners. Obviously most children at this stage in September will be settled in a school, and that's great. But there might be, for various reasons, kids that need a place in a primary school. So in junior infants and senior infants, we still do have some places. So parents should get in contact with the school. You can look up our website and see the procedures there and get in contact with the school in terms of those places in junior infants and senior infants. And yeah, there's permanent buildings. The school will be housed in the permanent buildings in that location in the coming years. So yeah, it's an ongoing project, but the real joy is that we know where we're going to be from now on. And it's a single stream school, so that'll be eight classes, you know, junior infant, senior infant, one of each, eventually up to sixth class, and a lot of support for kids with who have additional needs and so on. So it's a particularly the principal there, Niamh O'Toole, is particularly really excellent and open to as all Educate Together schools are, to children from all kinds of backgrounds. So it's just a really good news story that we finally got our location there. I suppose looking into the future, when you talk about the future, we're now kind of, a lot of us parents in the area are moving on in terms of our focus to the secondary school campaign, to trying to get a secondary school for the area that's an Educate Together secondary school. So, you know, the good news story is we have our primary school in the area now. We have our permanent location. But in terms of secondary schools in the area, there's seven secondary schools in Cholester, Raheny, Clontarf school planning area. And they're obviously all very good, but they're all church run. And five of the seven are single sex schools. So we've started a campaign. I was talking to you about this last time I was on, to get an Educate Together or a multi-denominational co-educational, it doesn't have to be Educate Together, but generally speaking, schools that have boys and girls mixed and are non-religious tend to be Educate Together. So since I last spoke to you, Donny, We actually did a
Paddy,
survey.
Maybe just on that topic, just honest, it was remiss of me, it was my fault. I should have maybe asked what the ethos of Educate Together is. It might make the whole discussion a lot more understandable and clear for people.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the ethos basically boils down to, they have a program called Learn Together. And Learn Together kind of a lot of schools will identify with this. So I do not mean to suggest for a second that other schools, in terms of learning together, in terms of kids from different backgrounds and kids with different abilities and so on, learning together, a lot of schools will very strongly say that they're great on that. So I suppose the two areas that Educate Together most obviously, visibly stands apart from most schools in Ireland would be, number one, non-denominational. So you don't have a religious patron, and you don't have sort of half an hour of religious faith formation taking place every day and sacramental preparation during the day. That can happen. That happens in most Educate Together schools outside school hours. So parents organise it and local church gets involved just outside school hours. And then co-educational, meaning boys and girls going to school together. So that's basically boys and girls going to school together, not single sex, and multi-denominational, non-denominational, kids from all religious backgrounds welcome together, and no specific faith formation happening during the school day, so the kids aren't sort of segregated or separated in the classroom on the basis of religion, which is, that much is really what happens in the 95% of schools that are primary schools that are church run in the country. But as I said, like, we have that now at primary level, but at secondary level, since I last spoke to you, we conducted a survey in the Cillestrine and Clontarf area. We sent the survey out to all 24 primary schools. We circulated it on social media. We applied the same rules that the department applies in these surveys as to what type of education parents would like their children to have. And those rules are, you must live in the school planning area, the Cillestrine and Clontarf school planning area, and you must have a child who could attend such a school, so who could attend secondary school. So in other words, you must have a child under the age of 12, 13, or up to sixth class, and you must live in the area. Now, you could argue that people might have children in the future, or they might move to the area, and people who might be older might not be having children anymore, but they might have a view on it. That's all well and good, but the department criteria says you must live in the area, and you must have children who could conceivably attend such a school. So they were the criteria that we applied in our survey. We surveyed the area. We got responses from well over 1,200 valid parents living in the area. 2,300 children were represented by those parents. And the results that we got were 74% of parents living in the area who responded want a co-educational secondary school. That's a school that boys and girls can attend together. 59%, just nearly 60%, want a non-religious school. Only 5% of parents who responded want a single-sex religious school. But the funny thing is, in all likelihood, that's exactly what they're going to get for their kids. And these are real parents of real children living in the area who will be going to secondary school. Only 5% want single-sex religious schools, but that's the only option really that's available, because, for example, Mount Temple prioritises children from a Protestant background, so it's very, very difficult to get into for anyone else. And there's one other mixed school that is a Catholic school. It's on the Heaney Road, but again, a particularly small school. And the other five would be the likes of Holy Faith, Clontarf, Manor House, St. Paul's. So we said to the Minister, via parliamentary questions, we said, Minister, the government talks about choice, plurality, diversity in schools, and this is government policy. So here we're showing you this huge demand in the area for an equality-based school for that boys and girls can attend together. And the response, we were surprised, because we thought that, you know, government policy was choice and so on. But no, she said, it's purely a numbers game. It's based on the number of kids living in the area, and whether or not your, whatever your religious background is, whatever your religious views are, whether or not you'd like your children to go to mixed school, if there is a place in a school in the school planning area, well, then that's all there is to it. It's not up to the department to provide any particular type of education. So we were pretty much shocked to discover that, but we just said, okay, well, let's dig down much deeper and find out what are the statistics, because as far as we were aware, there's a lot of oversubscription in the area and a lot of demand for school places. And the minister said in response to another question, the pupil numbers are going to grow by 10% in secondary schools. So the number of kids attending secondary schools is going to grow by 10%. So we know the demand is there for a choice-based school, for an equality-based school, and we know the numbers are going to grow. So really what we wanted to know was, is the minister right? Are there enough places in the area, enough secondary school places? So we got all the statistics, we asked a load of questions through parliamentary questions, and now we've reached the stage where we know that every year from 2017 to 2021, roughly half of the children starting secondary school leave the school planning area, between 40 and 50%, roughly half leave the Caolestraney Clontarf area to attend secondary school. But we also thought, well, hold on a sec, there's only one boys' school. There's four dedicated single-sex girls' schools. There's one boys' school, that's St. Paul's. And St. Paul's, we know, was almost double oversubscribed in last year. They had 225 applications for 120 places in St. Paul's. So that had us wondering, well, are boys as well catered to as girls? Because the minister was really slow giving this information. So sure enough, we found out in the year 2021, the school year 2020-2021, 588 children finished sixth class and went into the first year. Total 325 stayed in the school planning area. But when you break that down, of the 588, 290 of those were girls, and 221 stayed in Caolestraney Clontarf. So 69 left the area. What that means is, of boys in the Caolestraney Clontarf area, there was 298 boys finished sixth class and started first year last year. 298 boys, just nearly 300. 194 of them had to leave the school planning area. Only 104 stayed in the school planning area for secondary school. Now, what we're trying to find out from the minister was how many of those were forced to go into private schools, to pay into private schools, because they're simply not catered for in the Caolestraney Clontarf area. So what we're saying to the minister is, look, as far as we're concerned, we just want a school that's co-educational, that boys and girls can attend together, that's non-religious and is open to everyone, regardless of their religious background. So we said to the minister, we think, based on government policy, that's what should be available in terms of choice, plurality, and what the government has stated its educational policy is. No, Minister Norma Foley said it's a numbers game. You have to show that there is a lack of places. So I think what we've shown now, what we've got through parliamentary questions, is boys in particular are massively, there's a massive lack of places for boys in the area. And we need the minister to explain to us, given that there's going to be, again, from her projections, 10% growth in pupil numbers in the next 6 years. And this is no reflection on the excellent schools like St. Paul's, like Holy Faith, like Manor House that we have in the area. But what we're saying is, regardless of the fact that they're all church-run and they're mostly single-sex, and that really the only option for most people will be a single-sex church-run school, regardless of that, boys are leaving Caolestraney Clontarf school planning area for secondary school in droves. And the minister needs to step up and explain that. If she's not going to provide us with an equality-based secondary school in the area, she needs to explain, why is she allowing that to happen? Where are those boys going? And how many parents who are being forced to shell out for private schools that are really taking up the slack? So when the minister says that there are enough places, there may be enough places because people are forced to pay for their kids to go to private schools when they would far prefer to be catered for properly in their own school planning area by a publicly funded school. But there we are, Donny. So the plan is to keep up that campaign, to keep working, obviously keep building our new school, our Educate Together primary school that we now have in the area, but also to keep campaigning for a secondary school in the area, because we believe in so many different ways that I hope I've demonstrated, the demand and the need. So there is demand from parents, but there's also a demographic need for that new secondary school.
There's two things come to mind there, Paddy. Okay, now number one, when the minister says there's going to be a 10% increase in students, is that a figure that's been extrapolated by virtue of what's coming through the we'll say the national school system, and they would expect to progress on? Because that's fine, okay, that's a figure that's easily found, but there is no account being taken or made for people of secondary school age who may move into the area.
Yes, exactly. And listen, Donny, the funny thing is, I think Ireland has made a good attempt to step up in terms of taking in, for example, Ukrainian refugees, which was a real emergency situation. I think Ireland is doing a very good job there. But the numbers that the minister gave us was before the refugee crisis began from the Ukraine, and schools in Ireland, excellent schools, are stepping up and helping those people in their time of need, which is brilliant. But I'd like the minister to also say, given that that 10% growth in the next 6 years, that's by 2028, 10% growth is predicted, she hasn't really explained where that number has come from. And we need to know, given that the system is under so much pressure already, can she please explain to us how the numbers are going to be catered for, in the how the growth is going to be catered for, given that already two-thirds of boys are leaving the Killestrini-Clontarf area to get their education? Because, I mean, it makes sense how we really have to push the minister to get these numbers. But the simple fact is, there's four single-sex girls' schools, there's one single-sex boys' school. So when the minister told us that 325 kids stayed in the school planning area, the obvious thing to say was, well, is that 50-50 or what's the split? And no, we found out that 221 girls stayed, but only 104 boys stayed. Now, I can't stress this enough, Donny, we're not looking for another single-sex religious-run boys' school. As I said, our survey showed us that only 5% of parents want a single-sex religious-run school for their kids. 74% want co-educational, 59% want non-religious. And these are real parents, these aren't made-up numbers, real parents with real kids living in the Killestrini-Clontarf school planning area. So what we're saying is, based on those numbers, we need to cater for the fact that a very large number of children are being forced to leave the area. And given that the 10% growth, that's a projected figure. Again, the minister provided that figure to us in answer to we've put a lot of parliamentary questions to her. We've had a lot of support from our TDs like Keane O'Callaghan, Éan O'Riordan, Richard Bruton, former Minister of Education, has been excellent. Sean Haughey, Denise Mitchell, they've all pledged their support to this campaign. So we'd like, and they're the ones asking these parliamentary questions. So we'd like to know, the next step is, given that the minister has drip by drip by drip given us this deeper breakdown in numbers, and given that she herself and her department say there's going to be a 10% pupil growth in the area at least, we'd like to know, how does the minister intend on catering for our secondary school attending kids in this area, given that already we've got year on year, we know from 2017 to 2021, for those 5 years, it was always been 40 and 50% of children left the school planning area for secondary school, and that's disproportionately boys leaving the school planning area, which, you know, I don't know. The only logical thing I can think of is that there's one boys' school in the area, and a large number of girls are leaving as well. So we also need, we just need a co-educational mixed non-religious secondary school for the area. So the numbers, the minister said, you must come to me with the numbers for this. It's a numbers game. Your parental preferences as regards the type of school is not relevant in the provision of schooling. So we went and we said, fine, we have our survey showing where parents want parental demand. So now we're looking at the flip side, the numbers, is there need? And we say there must be need in the area. And we've demonstrated that through her own responses, through the responses her own department has given. So that's where things are now. And we need the minister to explain, given the fact that there is such massive demand for places, that kids are having to leave the school planning area every morning in order to attend secondary school, and given that growth is projected, how does the minister intend on catering for secondary school pupils in the Killestrini-Clontarf school planning area?
Paddy, you have spoken so brilliantly and so eloquently.
Thanks very much, Tony.
The passion that you have for this comes through the airwaves. What are the chances of you getting to sit down and speak face to face to Norma Foley?
I don't know. I mean, look, politicians come and go, and the minister has been extremely busy, in particular with COVID and the response to that in schools. I've sought meetings with the minister on numerous occasions, and I'm involved with another group called Education Equality on other matters in terms of the education system. We've had articles in the Irish Times, we've been on television, we've been on radio, we've had plenty of media support, plenty of public support, but it has been particularly difficult, frankly, to get the attention of the minister and for the minister to address these matters publicly. I hope it would be great to have a meeting with the minister. It would be great to have a direct response from the minister and have a clear explanation of how this is going to happen. But ultimately, the fact is, look, for example, I'm going to tell you the truth, Tony. My oldest kid is 7 years old. He's in first class. So as far as I'm concerned, the clock is ticking. So whether or not Minister Foley is there for the length of this government, whether or not these parties remain in government after the next election, and whether or not after the next election, if the Minister for Education is Minister Foley or somebody else, as you know, these things change. So what we're really doing is we're building up the strongest case that we can. We're saying that, frankly, I don't think the minister's approach is right to this anyway. I think when you show the type of parental demand for change that we have shown, I think you have to listen to that. I don't think it's good enough just to say, no, it's a numbers game. Whether or not you want a co-educational, non-denominational school for your child, whatever your religious background, it doesn't matter. If there's a single place in a single sex religious school, then you're catered for as the department is concerned. That's the minister's approach. I think that's wrong anyway. But we've said, okay, setting your approach aside and just looking at the numbers, we still say there's total massive oversubscription in the area. Looking at somewhere like Mount Temple got something last year, was in the region of 470 applications for about 160 places. So Mount Temple massively oversubscribed. Mount Temple, lovely school, like the others, as I say, like St. Paul's, like Holy Faith, like Manor House, they're all really good schools. But Mount Temple is a mixed school, but they prioritise Protestants in enrolment, and it's run with a Protestant ethos. The other six schools in the area are Catholic, but Mount Temple is Protestant. So the majority of their places, the vast majority of places in Mount Temple are taken by kids who are actually Protestant, and they may be from outside the area because they prioritise kids from a Protestant background. And secondly, children of past pupils, children with siblings and in the school, and children of employees. Finally, Mount Temple, I'm just using them as an example because they're a mixed school, they do have some feeder schools, but again, the vast majority of those feeder schools are Protestant feeder schools. So, and it's a very small number of pupils end up coming from those feeder schools because their first two enrolment criteria tend to take up the majority of places in the school. So I only use that as an example. People will often say to me, but isn't Mount Temple, people wrongly think it's multi-denominational. It's not, it's a Protestant school. And secondly, it is a mixed school, it is co-educational, but it's extremely difficult to get into if you're not actually a Protestant. So obviously, in my opinion, it's kind of mad that schools have religious enrolment criteria, but again, that's a different story for a different day, and that's for the minister to discuss. Leaving that aside, it doesn't change the fact that we have seven schools in the area. Six are run by the Catholic Church, one is run by the Church of Ireland, and five of them are single sex, the other two being Mount Temple and the school on the Raheny Road, which I'm very sorry, it's the name escapes me at the moment, but it's a very small school in any case, so it's never going to be able to satisfy the demand for co-educational education in the area. Artscoil La Salle is the name of the school on the Raheny Road. So really what we're saying is the minister needs to take a step back, rethink this, and let's satisfy A, the demand that parents have for a new inclusive, non-religious, co-educational, boys and girls going to school together, for that type of school, because that's where the demand is. But also, the numbers, we're getting right back to the minister and saying, the numbers that we have show that there is a need for a new school in the area. So it's not just parental demand, it's on both sides of the scales. One side of the scales is demand, the other side is actual demographic need for a new school in the area, which we've demonstrated by asking very pointed parliamentary question after parliamentary question through our local TDs in the Dáil. These are the responses that we're finally getting drip fed, getting deeper and deeper into her responses, and finding out that, yeah, for example, as I said, pretty much two-thirds of boys leaving sixth class in the Killestrahini Clontarf school planning area will have to leave the school planning area in order to attend secondary school. And that's, again, you'd have thought it's pretty predictable given the breakdown of schools in the area. But yeah, it's kind of difficult. What parents like me learn is there's a balance between politics and education, and it is ultimately a political approach. It's something that will go through the Department of Education. It is something that our local TDs have been very helpful with, and we're going to need that support. So parents in the area, I mean, as I said, first of all, if you've got young children, especially if you're still looking for junior infant or senior infant places, please, we have the primary school. We have a primary school in the area now, Killestrahini Clontarf Educate Together National School, so please just get in touch with us. But in terms of the secondary school, give us a shout on Facebook. We're always open to, we always need more support, more people to get involved. But also, please contact your local TD, because there's a lot of us already doing this, but we need to show that there's more demand, and ask your local TDs, those five TDs that I mentioned earlier, what are you doing about this? How are we going to make this happen? Because the numbers those TDs have gleaned through their parliamentary questions, I mean, we asked them to ask those questions, and they thankfully did it. They've all pledged their support to this change. So we asked them to ask these questions, and the responses we're getting back bit by bit by bit, with deeper, more nuanced information, is showing that the minister in the first place was wrong. Number one, she said it's not a question of parental demand, it's a question of the actual numbers, and she's we're showing that she's wrong about the numbers. The numbers show that there is a need for a new school in the area. That's number one. And number two, she herself has said the numbers are going to grow over the next 6 years until 2028, 10% growth. So then she either needs to explain how are the existing schools in the area going to cater for this, or she needs to say we're going to get a new school for the area. And nothing she's said so far indicates that the existing schools in the area will be able to cater for this. So what we're doing is we're answering her question on numbers, her question on demographics. As far as we're concerned, it's parental demand should be important. It should be a deciding factor. And government policy on choice, on plurality and diversity in education suggests that. We were very surprised by her response, because it suggests that this would have been a factor. But no, she said it's numbers only. That's all that matters. So given that numbers are all that matter, that's when we came back and said, fine, here's the numbers that we got from your department, from our parliamentary questions. These are the numbers. Can you please explain? Because as I said, Donny, 104 boys stayed in Cleisteraini Clontarf. 194, two-thirds practically, had to leave the area for secondary school. 69 girls had to leave the area for secondary school. So given that that's the case, can the Minister please explain what she means when she says that there's sufficient places in the area to cater for kids going to schools and going to secondary school, and also given that there's 10% growth forecast by her own department? We need more detail from her on that. And yeah, a meeting would be great if, you know, her party colleague, Sean Haughey, could arrange that, or if, you know, Richard Bruton, former Minister for Education, is also TD in this area, and his party are in government. I don't know what kinds of changes will happen once the Taoiseach changes. I'm not sure if Norma Foley will remain as minister. But to be honest with you, I've been involved in sort of educational campaigning for about 7 or 8 years now, and it doesn't really matter. You know, the approaches will always be the same. We treat them with the same respect, and we ask the same type of questions, and we go about the same process, regardless of who the minister is. Some are more amenable, some are more sort of dynamic, some have more ideas for change, and some are more reactive. And as I said, Norma Foley has obviously been under pressure with COVID and schools, but but you know, there's more to education, and there's a lot of aspects to education, and secondary school in Cleisteraini Clontarf is a huge question that needs to be. We haven't had a proper response yet, so based on the numbers that she's given, we need a proper explanation, or we need a new school for the area, and I strongly feel it's the latter.
Well, it's a funny thing, Paddy, but I will leave you on this note. That she seems to me to be adamant that she's going to put a gallon into a pint glass because it is not working. I know she was a teacher herself in her past life.
Yeah.
I don't think she was teaching maths somehow or another, because her maths are adding up.
Yeah, it's volume, isn't that? Is that what they're teaching when you're teaching gallons into pint glasses? You're talking about volume there for the kids. And
yeah,
it's spot on. That actually could be either that we could use that in our campaign, saying, Minister, you're trying to put a gallon into a pint glass, or she
well, obviously,
she might stand up with
if you have that number of children leaving the area to get education, and she's telling you have sufficient educational places there, well, that's what she's doing.
And I'm afraid that very hard put upon parents are quietly suffering, sending their kids to fee-paying schools outside the area, because, and the minister's happy, seems to be happy to say, no, look, everybody's getting a place, everybody has a place in school, but in two-thirds of cases it's outside the area, and in a significant number of those cases it's going to be parents sending their kid by necessity to a private school where they have to pay fees to do that. And the minister cannot sit back and say that she's providing sufficient places in the area, when really it's parents' wallets that are taking up the slack. And in this day and age, we're just not in a position to, I know I'm not, my family are not in a position to do that, to send our kid to a private school. I have no desire to do that. The state is there to provide for good quality secondary education, which is provided by the schools in the area. I'm not suggesting any of the seven secondary schools we have are not good schools, but what I'm saying is we do want a co-educational, non-denominational school, and besides that, there simply aren't the places in the existing schools anyway.
Paddy Monaghan, a board member from the Educate Together schools area of Cleisteraini Clontarf. Paddy, I thought it was going to be a short little discussion saying well done on getting your your primary school up and running, but it turned into some chat, because problems are huge there. And based on that, Paddy, I think we are going to be talking a lot in the coming years, I'd say, because as you and I know, government departments are wheels within them turn extremely slowly, except of course when it suits for them not to.
No, this is it, Tony. I've got my 7-year-old, you know, and a lot of people would think, sure, he's only seven, it's so long before secondary school, but my God, you know, from what you've heard me going on now about for some time, and I thank you and your listeners for your patience, but you'll know that, you know, a 7-year-old, it's not that long before secondary school is going to be there, especially if you're talking about provision of a totally new kind of education in the area. So, yeah, no, myself and the rest of the campaign team for the secondary school are, you know, we really have to get our skates on because the clock is ticking.
Paddy Monaghan, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. As I said, Paddy, we will chat again in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thanks
again.
Thanks a million, Tony. Great talking to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. That's what we're here for. Bye-bye.